This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more, this is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Brewers Outlet, NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, and Purdy Insurance. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to be with you on this Friday, this half hour, brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Mackett Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, boat, motorcycle, RV, whatever it may be. They'll make sure you're fully insured. Customer service means everything to them. Look, they're great people. I spend a lot of time around the great people at Purdy Insurance and the Purdy family. They're just great people. That's why customer service is the big winner here, because that means everything to them. You're not a number. You're somebody who has insurance needs, and they want to take care of those insurance needs and save you money in the process. It is all at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. And we are in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And online with sunburymotors.com. So, the big weekend, blue-white weekend. It's not going to rain tomorrow. That's the good part. It's not going to rain at all. And the ground here is saturated. You know, if for the football team, by the way, tomorrow, when you go to Beaver Stadium and say you were at Beaver Stadium for what was the Michigan State game this year, was Senior Day? Okay? You're like, that's the last time I went to Beaver Stadium. Well, guess what? That's also the last time the football team went to Beaver Stadium. They were scheduled to be in Beaver Stadium four times this spring, including tomorrow. So they're supposed to have been in three other times in Beaver Stadium. And because of the weather or the conditions, they couldn't go. So when they go in tomorrow, it'll be the first time all spring they've been in Beaver Stadium, and for the freshmen and for a couple of the transfers, because obviously Julian Fleming's played in there, right? It'll be their first time in there. And that's one of the reasons. That's where you do get some value out of this. You'll get a chance to evaluate a lot of players and get to evaluate players with fans there. Beaver Stadium is a different ball game with fans in there. I mean, first of all, you have guys that walk in there when it's scrimmage time, you know, and it's empty. It's empty. And they've gone in for the, like, second or third time ever, and they're looking around like, like, you can see it. They're looking around. It's empty. Imagine what it's like when there's people from their perspective. So, yeah. But again, the last time you were in Beaver Stadium is the last time they were in Beaver Stadium. Just the way it worked out. And that'll be tomorrow. Go ahead.
I was going to ask you if you were looking for anything in particular tomorrow.
No, the big thing for me is not getting anybody else hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's the big part of this. I always go back to when Pete Massaro got hurt Pete was poised. You could just tell he was going to be a really good defensive end for Penn State, and then he got hurt during the blue-white game. He ended up tearing his ACL. And that play has always stuck out to me as to, okay, in the end, you want to get work in, and you want to get good work in, which they have an opportunity to do tomorrow, especially with a crowd there. But just make sure when it's all done, the team has been able to leave the field unscathed. That's the big part. And I think in the end, I mean, that's to me what it's all about. Good work, nobody hurt.
And I guess with them being so vanilla, it would probably be pretty hard to read what they want to do with the receivers and other such things, I would assume.
No, but this is what you want to see. You want to see timing.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the timing with the quarterbacks? You want to see no drops. You want to see them going up against a secondary that's pretty darn good. A.J. Harris, Jalen Kimber, Cam Miller, Zion Tracy, Elliott Washington. Adavian Collins. Collins has had a really good spring. I mean, Collins came in. James said he came in to Penn State, and he had been at Mississippi State for a year. So he's got a lot of time left on his clock here. He came in to Penn State about 159. And James said to me, he says, Steve, I couldn't believe a guy would come in from an SEC school, right? And be 159 pounds, right? Well, they got him at 183 now, and he's having no problem, by the way, carrying the weight. And Collins has had a really, really good spring. AC's been good, and I give him a lot of credit because A.J. Harris, whom I really like a lot, Jalen Kimber, whom I think is very good. All right, Cam Miller, everybody knows how high I am on Cam Miller. Tracy Washington, I'll tell you, Elliott Washington's had a really good spring, too. And then you got Johnny Mitchell and Antoine Belgrave Shorter. Man. Now, these receivers are working against these guys. And if they're making some plays, that's a really good sign for what they can do. And, by the way, during the spring, they have made plays. You know, Caden Saunders, Liam Clifford, right, Amari Evans, of course, Julian, Harrison Wallace. I mean, they've been making plays. This has been a case where you feel like the defense has helped make the offense better, and you feel like the offense is doing its part to make the defense better. It's been pretty good to this point. Yeah. So, I mean, you look at that part. So what's the timing look like? Here's your opportunity, really first opportunity, that literally is your first opportunity as a fan, to see Cam Wallace run the football. Cam didn't play a single down last year. Well, you get to see Cam Wallace run the football. You get to see London Montgomery run the football. A true freshman, Quentin Martin, David Kensey. Okay? You'll have two 25s. Kensey is the shorter 25. Okay. Emile Davis. Emile got his stripe yesterday from the other running backs. It's pretty cool when something like that happens. You know, you get to see guys like Rojas and DeLuca and King and Elsden. But then you'll get a chance to see Tamir Robinson. You know, see what he can do out there. Kavion Keys. See what he does out there. Right, you'll get a chance to see. You'll get to see Harvey at defensive end. You'll get a chance to see Xavier Gilliam at defensive tackle. And so you'll get a chance to see Luke Reynolds. Besides, you know, you'll see Andrew Rapaport. No doubt about that. But you'll get to see Luke Reynolds really for the first time. And Luke Reynolds, you know, he's about 225. He'll need more weight to play the tight end spot. But as a prospect, he's a really good prospect. Really good prospect. And I mentioned earlier, Check out number 50 in the offensive line, Cooper Cousins. He has come in, and I'm watching him. They had 8 winter workouts. I went to 2 of the 8. And like, wow, this kid is beyond his years in terms of how he looks, how he works, everything. Wow, he's beyond his years. Okay. Right. Well, then you said, let's see how he handles spring practice. He's done well in spring practice. Has he been perfect? Of course not. But he's done well. He's done more than hold his own. How about that? And so those are some. And then, of course, then you want to look at the kickers. Right? You know Riley Thompson's the punter. You know Gabe Wosu's the kickoff guy. You know Tyler Dzanski is the snapper. I mean, so that's more knowns than a year ago. A year ago, you didn't know about the snapper, although I know I told everybody in the show it's Dzanski. Don't even think twice about it because Tyler's really good. Well, Tyler showed everybody he is really good. But that was the only known that you had in the kicking game a year ago going into the blue-white game. Now the snapper is known. Punter's known. Right, kickoff guy's known. Question is on the place kicker part. Sander Sahadic, Ryan Barker, and Meyer from Tulsa. So let's see how in the stadium that, because they have none of them, right? Because Sahadic obviously has kicked in Beaver Stadium, right? Barker is only warmed up in Beaver Stadium, and Mayer's driven past it a couple of times on the way to the practice field. So that's something to watch for. So those are just some things to watch for tomorrow, just to have some fun and watch for different things. So, yeah.
We've had several callers talk about, you know, it's not really talking about Andy Koltynicki's offense. It's more of his communication skills. Are you seeing that same thing? Has that been huge for him, and how important has that been for them?
Well, you know where he stands. He praises, and you'll get mad at him. Okay? He'll go both. You do something right, he's the first one to tell you did something right. You do something wrong, he'll talk to you about it. Okay, when he'll get mad is when he's mad at the group. Like, if you do something wrong, he'll pull you aside and he'll talk to you. But if he's mad at the group, okay, everybody in the building hears it. Okay, but that's communication. And again, if you're doing it right, he's the first one to tell you you're doing, hey, great job, really great job. That's what we need to see. Do it every play. All right? Tom Allen has talked to his team about, you know, carrying themselves as a pro. Now, carrying yourself as a pro is not thinking about the NFL. That's not it. Carrying yourself as a pro is that you, it's something I try to tell my class this all the time. Take care of all the little things. The big things take care of themselves. A pro is prepared. A pro does extra work. A pro shows up on time. Okay, a pro is ready to go. A pro is supportive of others. A pro is not afraid to work with somebody who makes them better. A pro is not worried about asking somebody a question because they're not quite sure. Right? A pro carries themselves that sets an example for other people to carry themselves as a pro. It's not that, oh, I'm a pro, I'm in the NFL. There are a lot of people playing in the NFL that aren't pros. And then there's a big number that are in the NFL that carry themselves as pros. They know they have to do 5,000 things just to hang in there and stay in the league, because that's the vast majority of players in the league. But if you are a pro in anything you do, you just talk about Purdy Insurance, I'd say they're the pros' pros. I say that all the time. And I mean that because they're dedicated. They take care of all the little things. Other people around them mean something to them, right? Well, that's carrying yourself as a pro. And Tom Allen talks to them about that stuff all the time, right? You're out there in that practice field. Carry yourself as a pro, right? By the way, something happens on the field, right? Somebody takes a swing at you. Do you swing back? Pro doesn't. Pro looks over and goes, hey, I'm going back to my huddle. You're going to get the 15-yard penalty, not me. Why? It hurts the team. That's how a pro acts. You know, things like that. So there's a lot of lessons that you learn out of this that a lot of people don't talk about, but that's a big part of it. You know, I mean, you hear the word, oh, he's a real pro. Well, the real pro, if you take care of all the little things, the big things will take care of themselves. You can control being on time. You can control your preparation. You can control doing the extras. Okay? You can control how you treat other people. You can control how you are as a teammate, whether it's at work or as an athlete. You can control how you treat authority figures, in this case, coaches. You can control all that. And it allows you to be at your best. Now, does it mean that you're going to be better than that person over there? Sometimes the other person over there is so talented, it's hard to be. Okay. And those are some of the things you talk about. But Andy does communicate. There's no question about that. Now, in terms of meetings and things like that, I haven't been in meetings, but I mean, you know, I haven't done that. I mean, I'm doing the show and they're doing meetings. But I'm around him watching him in the practice field. I'm around him talking to the players. And see, here's something that's very underrated. And it's something where with more time on the show Wednesday night, I would have brought up. But this is where having Danny O'Brien as the grad assistant coach who is in charge of the quarterbacks, where he is the quarterback coach. He may be the GA, but he's the quarterback coach. And as a GA, you're allowed to be on the field. Okay, coaching. This is where having Danny in that spot makes a huge difference for Andy, because now Andy can go around and be with the offensive linemen. Then Andy can go over and he can be with the tight ends. Then Andy can go over and be with the quarterbacks. Then Andy can go over and be with the running backs. Then Andy can go over and be and observe the wide receivers. See, as the offensive coordinator, he's able to go around to every area because he's not coaching a position. He's coaching the offense. And because he has Danny there to take care of business, Danny O'Brien, with the quarterbacks, it gives Andy the opportunity to go around to all the positions to get his own eyeballs and evaluations to then supplement what Phil Troutwein might tell him, to supplement what Marcus Hagans might tell him, to supplement what Jay Wan might tell him, what Ty might tell him. I think that makes a big difference. Big difference. Now, Tom Allen coaches a position. He coaches linebackers. But he also has Justin Lustig, who's coaching the nickels and the outside linebackers, which helps. Because, I mean, you know, it gives Tom the opportunity then to go around and see some other things, too. But Tom is, he is a position coach with the linebackers as well as being defensive coordinator. And that's the way it's always been done here. Bob Shoup coached in the secondary. Brent coached linebackers. Manny coached linebackers. All right, take a break. This half hour brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Market Street and somebody go to purdyinsurance.com here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Spring has sprung, and it's time to dust off those insurance policies. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855 or visit our website at purdyinsurance.com to see what we can do for you.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.